Friday afternoon, I was heading over to Paulding for a funeral visitation. I headed over on Route 24, and then I got off on 127 and headed south, and I thought, what in the heck is going on? There's all these yard sales. There's all these people parked on the side of the road. You had to slow down, you know, to make sure you didn't pick anybody off. And then I realized, oh yeah, it's that 127 yard sale thing. I'd heard of it in the past, that the world's longest yard sale, 690 miles from Michigan all the way down to Alabama. 690 miles of people being able to travel along and finding treasures, perhaps other people's junk that becomes their treasure. In the gospel today, and in our first readings, they all remind us of this call, this desire that we have to seek a treasure. And as we, in the gospel especially, we heard about that brother whose his treasure seemed to be that inheritance that he had that dispute about. And then, so which led Jesus to tell the parable about the rich steward. And he, of course, was blessed with that abundant harvest, and he was so focused on just keeping it all to himself and trying to keep himself secure, thinking that if he would just have these earthly things, then everything would be all right. He would be secure, that his heart would be fulfilled and his heart would be satisfied. But, of course, Jesus, through the parable, reminds us that the man had forgotten where those blessings had come from. And also, he didn't realize that those blessings that had been given to him were blessings, of course, that were meant to be shared. They're all merely lent to him so that others could share in God's bounty through the gifts that he had received. Certainly, that's our call as well. As we look into our lives, the ways that God has blessed us materially and with our talents and other gifts, we are called, yes, not to hoard them or keep them for ourselves, but instead to share them with others so that others would also become enriched by those gifts that God has shared with us. But perhaps we need to go a little bit deeper than that. I mean, that's the obvious thing that Jesus is telling us. If we look back at that rich steward in the gospel, he says, what shall I do? And he's asking himself, what shall I do with all this that I have? If we go later in Luke's gospel and also in Matthew and Mark as well, we find a rich steward who came to Jesus. And he didn't ask the question to himself, he asked this question to Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And perhaps you'll remember Jesus speaks about the commandments, and then the man says, well, I have kept the commandments from my youth. And then Jesus says to him, still you're lacking in one thing. Go sell all that you have, distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Then come, follow me. Let go of those things and be free to follow me, Jesus says. Certainly the call for us is not necessarily to sell all that we have and be destitute, but instead we are invited to look into our lives and see what are those obstacles that we have or what things distract us from fully following Jesus, from fully surrendering our lives to him. What keeps us from putting him in the very center of our lives? And we too can get bogged down with material things, with stuff, with wanting to accomplish certain things in our lives or have certain experiences or whatever the case might be, and we search and pursue these treasures that won't satisfy our hearts, that won't fulfill our hearts. And of course, God is the only one who can do so. God is the only one who can satisfy us and who can fulfill us. Psalm 16, not the psalm today that we sung, but Psalm 16 is very beautiful because it reminds us of where our true treasure is. Psalm 16 tells us that you are my God, my happiness lies in you alone. And later in the psalm we also hear, it is you yourself who are my prize. When we sing that psalm at Mass on the weekends, we often use a very beautiful psalm. It's a very beautiful refrain which says, you, O Lord, are my inheritance. I have all I need. So flipping back to the other side of the 127 yard sale, of course, that yard sale is a result of people realizing that they need to lighten their load, that they needed to get rid of some things in their lives. So Jesus is calling each of us today in a different way to kind of have a yard sale and take an account of our lives and looking at what are those things that we need to let go of or to detach ourselves from, even though we have them, so we can put our focus back on the true treasure that is Jesus himself. Perhaps that means, letting go of things, being more generous in our lives, certainly, but it's a call for us to focus on those things that are above, to guard against all greed. And it may even be not so much those riches that we have, but also perhaps those lives or those other things that we hold on to in our lives. Perhaps it's fear about the future. Perhaps we hold on to some wounds that we've experienced in the past, and we've been afraid to open up our hearts to Jesus and to others to ask for healing. Perhaps it's a burden of a sin that we carry that somehow we think that God won't forgive us. But instead, the Lord asks us to let go of those things, to come before him, to come to the one who made himself poor that we might become rich, the one who gave his life for us so that we could experience the fullness of life, of rest, of peace, of healing. He invites us not to be afraid and to come to him, because yes, truly, the Lord is our inheritance, and in him we have all we need.